Where do raving fans really come from? At Velocio, we believe it starts with the people behind the work. Welcome to Raving Fans Start Within, a podcast that gives you a behind-the-scenes look at the team members who bring our culture, projects, and values to life.
Welcome to the Velocio Raving Fans Start From Within podcast. I'm Robbie Morrison, CEO of Velocio, and today I'm here with Christina. Christina, could you tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe some of your passions and hobbies?
Yeah, absolutely, Robbie. Thank you for the introduction. I'm a senior consultant here at Velocio, specializing in Microsoft Dynamics 365 finance and operations. I strive to bring a deep expertise in finance, supply chain management, and project management with every client and bring a strategic and hands-on approach to helping those organizations streamline their operations and drive results. I'm passionate about learning and problem solving. I thrive on connecting with people and exploring new ideas, whether in the workplace or out in nature. When not diving into ERP solutions, I enjoy the outdoors, continuous learning, and quality time with family.
Well, I know we interrupted some of that quality time with family for this podcast, but I super appreciate you jumping on here, and we'll try to get you back to your family. So how long have you been with Velocio?
I've been with Velocio for just over 3 years now.
Oh, great. So what were you doing before you came here?
Before I worked for Velocio, I was working in the aerospace and defense sector as a government contractor leading special forces through simulated training exercises.
Oh, that sounds very interesting. How did that path get you to Velocio?
Absolutely. So F&O was handed to us on January 1st, 2019 with no training in the system and essentially no way to do our jobs. We call that an implementation failure at Velocio today. We did, Robbie, was we rallied folks from every division in the company and we performed requirements gathering within each department. We established our own train-the-trainer program. You know, we essentially fixed the system. We operated in it for about 2 years. And then I went through a mass layoff of 4,000 people. Once that happened, I decided to go back to school. And when I was in my master's program, Microsoft actually recruited me for a cohort to get certified to work in the ERP system.
Sorry about those layoffs, but man, it sure was a blessing for Velocio. I'm glad you made it here.
It certainly was a blessing.
Well, thank you. And it's awesome to hear that you called that a failure and the experiences you got at, you know, on your first F&O implementation, you learn what not to do and what not to leave a customer with. So it'll help all of our customers in the future. It's a great story. So maybe something a little fun. What's a hidden talent that you have that would surprise maybe me, your coworkers, people that you work with?
Yeah, so I do a lot of fun stuff. I've done 26 years of volunteer work in my life. So as part of that, I've done things as like fly airplanes. And also today I currently am an ordained minister and perform weddings.
Oh, that's awesome. That is surprising. Well, we know where to go to for the next wedding in Velocio, right?
There you go. Absolutely.
So what's the most Velocio thing that you've ever experienced?
We are a big family here at Velocio, and we really strive to have each other's backs and to support each other where necessary. Obviously, our very first priority is our clients. The most Velocio thing I have ever experienced is for 1 week straight, my boss and I had to go on 24-hour shifts and hand off some critical production down issues. And so to me, that just showed the strength of our division and our passion for our clients.
Oh, that's awesome. I love to go above and beyond for our clients and create raving fans. I saw a write-up when that was going on, and I got to tell you, Christina, we really appreciate that, and I'm sure the client was as appreciative or more than anyone. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. The pleasure was my own.
So was there a moment where you thought, yep, this place, Velocio, it's right for me. This is where I want to be.
Yeah, every single day. every single day.
That's really sweet. Thank you. So I hope that that always continues, and we really appreciate you saying that. I think we get to experience life in many different ways, but when your coworkers are you feel like they're your family, and you feel like they're the people that you can trust and believe in, it does make coming to work a lot easier. So that's how we can have places like that. Hopefully we all continue to do that and surround you with, you know, with the appreciation that you deserve. So maybe on more of a personal side, what's a book or podcast or video that changed what you think about, or how you think about work?
Yeah, so I really favor this. It's a women's in leadership book called Lean In, how it helps me every single day. And I think a lot of women in the industry, you know, share this vision. It assists us in, you know, by encouraging assertiveness and visibility in cross-functional teams, validating the importance of mentorship and sponsorship and consulting environments, and then offering insight into, you know, balancing the ambitions of your personal views, personal values, but also your career aspirations as well.
All right. And that's Sheryl Sandberg from Meta, right? Is that who?
That's
who wrote
correct.
The book, Lean In?
That is.
Yeah, that's I've not read the book, I should, but I have read the highlights of it. There's a lot of great things and about work-life balance and how you can still be successful, but be successful in your personal life too, through your appreciation and your mentorship of others. I think that's a pretty awesome message. So I'll have to read it to understand more though.
Absolutely. Yeah. The perspective is certainly enlightening.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, so, you know, you've been here for a while now, and I'm sure there's been some big wins at Velocio, but even in your personal life, what's a way that you like to celebrate when you get a win? Maybe it's your sports team gets a win. Maybe it's a win on a project, but how do you celebrate?
I love to celebrate my wins with my family. Dinner, talking to them about our wins, sharing those, you know, with the people that are closest to me, and obviously just their support and everything certainly contributes to the feeling of that win.
Oh, that's great. I couldn't agree more. I have two young kids and a wife that I adore, and I get to go home and talk to them about the hard days, but the days I get to go home and talk to them and celebrate with them the good day sure is a blessing. I couldn't agree more. So, coming down to kind of the end of our time, I wanted to ask kind of a closing question, if you don't mind. What's the best advice you've ever received? You know, any time in your life, what's the best advice you've ever received?
Yeah. So back to that, you know, aerospace and defense sector job that I was working at there. I was working for a 4-star general, and his motto was failure is not an option. And that's just something that stuck with me. And when things get tough and, you have to dig down deep, I always remind myself that, simply failure is just not an option.
Oh, that's great. No, 4-star general. I'm sure he's been in some tough situations. So that's good advice to take from someone like that. So
absolutely.
Well, thank you, Christina, and I really appreciate your time here today.
Thanks, Robbie. I appreciate your time. Thanks for the invitation.
Thank you.